Week 1, Introduction.
This study will transform your life and your finances as you learn what the God of the universe says about handling money. And this study is for everyone, single or married, young or old, whether you earn a lot or just a little. Now, the way most people handle money is in sharp contrast to God's financial principles. I love what Isaiah 55:8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." And the most significant difference is that the Bible reveals that God Himself is closely involved with our finances. Many people fail to realize it because He's chosen to be invisible and operate in the unseen supernatural realm. Now, it's going to surprise you, I think, to learn that the Bible has more than 2,350 verses that address God's way of handling money and possessions. 15% of everything Jesus Christ said had to do with it. And God said so much about money for three reasons. First, how we handle money, listen to this, impacts our fellowship with the Lord. We may think we can separate our spiritual lives and our financial lives into two different compartments. No way. Over and over, Jesus equates how we handle money with the quality of our spiritual life. Luke 16:11 says it this way, "Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the use of worldly wealth, who will entrust the true riches to you?" And what are the true riches in life? Well, it's a close relationship with the Lord. Let's look at the parable of the talents that demonstrates this. The master congratulates the servant who manages money faithfully with these precious words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things." Listen to what he says. "Enter into the joy of your master." Did you catch that? We can enter into the joy of a more intimate relationship with the Lord as we handle money His way. Now, the second reason the Lord said so much about it was because money competes with God for first place in our lives. In Matthew 6:24, Jesus tells us we must choose to serve only one of these two masters. Listen to this. "No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." It was during the Crusades in the 12th century that the Crusaders hired mercenaries to fight for them. And because it was a religious war, the mercenaries were baptized before fighting. And before going under the water, the soldiers would take their swords, hold them out of the water to symbolize that Jesus Christ was not in control of their weapons. They claimed freedom to use those swords any way they wanted. And unfortunately, that's the way so many people handle their money today as they hold their wallet or purse out of the water. Their attitude is, "God, you may be the Lord of my entire life, except in the area of money. I'm perfectly capable of handling that." Now, the last reason the Lord talks so much about money is because He knew that from time to time, all of us would face financial challenges. And these can impact our marriage, our family life, even our health. And because Jesus Christ loves us, He cares for us so deeply, He wanted to equip us to make the smartest possible financial decisions. Well, years ago, my friend Jim Seneff asked me to join him in a study of the Bible to find out what it said about money. We took about a year, carefully read the Bible, identifying each of the 2,350 verses related to money and possessions. And as we arranged these passages topic by topic, we were just amazed at how practical they were. And we discovered that there was a division of responsibilities in the handling of money. And simply put, God has a role and we have a role. And in the next lesson, you'll learn which responsibilities are God's and which are yours. Allow me to share something personal. As I wrote this study, I prayed for you. I really did. No, I may never have the privilege of meeting you, but I prayed that each and every person who takes this study would experience a tremendous sense of hope, peace, and even joy. And I'm excited as I say these words because I know that great things are in store for you as you learn what the living God says about handling money.